reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they train for war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, a friend was explaining that when he was ministering in Sweden, he had the opportunity to visit several churches that had been built in the Middle Ages. He noticed that all of them had what was known as the Vapenhus. He came to discover that the Vapenhus was a weapons house. Apparently, people were expected to check their weapons at the door of the Vapenhus before entering the church itself. Clearly, there was the sense, even back in the Middle Ages, that a church was no place for weapons. I thought of this concept as I reflected on this weekend's readings and the season of Advent that we begin today. The prophet Isaiah, preaching before the exile, announces the vision he has of what is to come. The people shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. It's a vision of a time of peace where the weapons that cause death and division are transformed into the tools that harvest life and relationship. Though proclaimed thousands of years ago, the promise of which Isaiah speaks is one that continues to resonate within us today in light of the violence and wars affecting our planet and infecting our own hearts and minds. But such transformation can only come when we open ourselves to the light of the living Lord and allow the paths we walk to be illumined by God's love. The season of Advent invites us into this illumination. Yet it is a season that calls for great attentiveness, for waking from sleep, as St. Paul says in today's second reading. The sights and sounds of the holiday season have been enveloping us since Halloween. And now, with Thanksgiving having just been celebrated, they will grow in intensity, drawing us and luring us into the busy preparation that is society's holiday. For many of us, there will barely be a moment to breathe as we enter into all that lies ahead. Though a time of year when we often make a concerted effort to connect with family and friends, it can also be a stressful time, especially in situations where there is brokenness and isolation. It is in the midst of this environment that the Church calls us to Advent, to come. As we know, the season of Advent is a season of waiting and preparation for Christmas, for Emmanuel, for God with us. The Church invites us to come to a period of quiet reflection and prayerful expectation, in anticipation of the coming of the Lord in our midst. We may think that this busy season is not the most conducive time for quiet reflection of this nature, but it is in such busyness that our defenses are up the most. In the Church's wisdom, we are invited during the Advent season to practice more intensely a spirit of contemplation that opens us to seeing the truth of our lives in the light of God's love. Perhaps in our contemplation and reflection, we discover within us the weapon of intolerance toward another. And in God's light, we find the ability to practice the spirit of acceptance maybe we recognize how someone irritates us, and we ask for the grace of God to help us to be patient with them. Perhaps it is the spear of our tongue that has cut someone down, and we find the courage to ask for forgiveness. Or maybe the sword of indifference has marked our encounters with the poor, the immigrants, the imprisoned, or the countless others who are wounded or broken in one way or another, and we discover the compassion that comes with hearing their stories. The discovery of such weaponry in our storehouse is not easy to accept. Yet the season of Advent reminds us that as a people of faith, we are also a people of hope. We hope for the transformation of our lives. We hope for the forgiveness of God in Christ. And we hope for the spirit of courage to continue becoming the people we are intended to be, as daughters and sons of God. We hope with the words of Isaiah beckoning us, "Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." Indeed, let us check our weapons of defense at the door of the Waffenhaus and enter into the life and love of our God.